Because the act is, I think, one of the first of its kind, at least for other countries of the world are looking to see what's happening. And already the Native Review Commission has been to 42 villages, and today Judge Tom Berger is here, and he will preview some of the stuff that he has been doing over the last year and what the commission is doing and its purpose. But also, this time, I think I'd like to encourage any of you that might want to say something to feel free to do so. If Inupiaq is your most comfortable language, then feel free to speak in Inupiaq. We have translators here. And with that, I'd just like to welcome Tom Berger to Kotzebue. Tonight is the first of actually three hearings that will be in Kotzebue. There's tonight's, which is being broadcast live. Wednesday, here again at the old gym, starting at 10 o'clock in the morning. We will also have hearings up until 5 in the afternoon if it's necessary. Then 6 p.m. at the Senior Center. And that one is mainly geared towards the elders that would like to give testimony at the Senior Center. And now here's Tom Berger.
Here's Tom.
Well, thanks, Reggie. I'm glad to be here, and I hope we have a good discussion this evening. As Reggie told you, I've been asked to hold these hearings by the Inuit Circumpolar Conference, which is an international organization of Eskimo people from Alaska, Canada, and Greenland. And I've been traveling around the state now since February, and we've been to just about every region of the states, and I'm glad we were able to come here to the Nana region at this time of year. I think I should just say that everything that is said at these hearings, and I'll be inviting you to come up and speak at the microphone at this chair that Reggie's just vacated, everything that you say will be recorded so that there will be a transcript, a permanent record of what is said. And Jim Sykes, the sound man, is traveling with me, and he's struggling with that. I hope he's... He says I'm to speak closer to the mic. And he says that when you speak, he wants you to speak about as close to the mic as I am now. So we'll all have to bear that in mind. Also traveling with me is Mary Kenswick, who helped Reggie to organize this meeting. And my wife, Beverly, also is traveling with me. And she's the lady in the front row with the red hair.
I should stop there.
Koyaga Reggie, Uva Koyani Romanga Kalognifini Sasamagu Ukarsi Uvsi Nakuronik Duk Savakta Anakapak Tapkua Inupiaq Inuit Alaska Amit, Canada Amit, Suli Green Lamit, Adachi Muhuding, Inupiaq Circumpolar Conference, Davriminga Aulani Aruat, Asin, Judge Tom Berger, Ayuaxifluni Mani, March me ma alaniflini. Ilohenyiguk, Alaska, Tikinyage, all the regions, Ariuni, Makwa, Tusana, Kasi, Nuktichiluting Sama, Nipaksinik, Anakapak Pinyak, Tenasi, Tamar Minyak, Luit, Tusakavut, Savarasak, Luit, Uvagut Makpiyak, Ruptignik, Inyaksinyak. Inyak sinyak sasert. Uvaguk savakata Jim Sykes teka kinyaksi. Kali yusiguk ukakawing mun piyumasi ukaksi usi. Samasuliguk ikayok takakamir Mary Kenswick Mixuli Aranat Beverly Ptoak uvanin mir.
Well, I want to hear what you have to say about ANCSA, about the land claim settlement. Some of you who can remember back to 1971, maybe you could tell me what you thought the land claim settlement was supposed to achieve. Maybe you can tell me how you think it's worked out in the 13 years that have passed since 1971, the good things, the bad things. And what you think ought to happen now. Under ANCSA, you set up native corporations, regional corporations, village corporations. Maybe you could tell me how you think the corporations have worked out. What you think about the corporate structure. Maybe you could tell me what you think about the whole question of the land. As you know, you will have the right to sell your shares in 1991. If you sell them, you will likely get some money or money's worth. And is that something you want to do? Or do you feel that people should not sell their shares? Should there be restrictions on the sale of shares? In the years following 1991, it is possible that property taxes could be imposed on lands used for subsistence. Does that concern you? Then there's the question of the children born since 1971. They have no right to be enrolled as shareholders. They may inherit shares if their parents die, but they have no right to be enrolled as shareholders. How do you feel about that? Do you think something should be done about that? These are some of the questions that have come up. Wherever I've been, we've heard from more than 800 people who've spoken at these meetings, and I've learned a lot, and people have had a lot to say about these questions.
Stop there.
Okay. Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act, Davramuna Tusasuktuk, Sumikdasama, Ishimagiflusi, Ishimagika, Ishimagiflusi, Inna isumalusi mga kapsi ukakaliwijuk tasama awlani ngarut 1971 me nakurat naka nakungitjuat tasama isumagiluwit mga kapsi ukakaliwit napengarut Native Corporations Nick Regional corporations, Suli village corporations. Kanuguruva inyak singavat, tamakuningan na pegapta, sunik savakangavat. Tusasuk toksuli nunakun, tunigup tigun nuna, maniginik na sumik dasama nunakun, uvagut akoktoresirut. Naga isumalusi kanok taman na nuna tigo misulugu tunengilugu isuma ofsi nunakun tusasuk toksuli nunagik takput 1991 tikit kuptigu sama taxes tigun uvagut akaligarsinya amigut kanuguk tamna isumagik ofsi ukagalugu tamakkuasuli ililigavut aning aruat 1971 kingoagun uwap tiktijun shareholder ngichut regional corporations ni kanugu batam ne ismagilu tusa sigumek kanok tasama pisukufsi 800 guk inuwek tila kagunaktok inyuk ukangaruak.
There's a couple of other things that keep coming up at these meetings, so I hope you'll feel free to talk about them. One is subsistence, because that was one of the things that ANCSA dealt with. It extinguished Aboriginal rights, not only to land, but to subsistence as well. And since that time, Alaska Natives have had to depend on a network of state and federal laws and international treaties as far as subsistence is concerned. And then there's the subject of sovereignty, of native sovereignty, that keeps coming up at these meetings. And people are concerned about the land. Some have said that changes can be made in ANCSA that would enable the corporations to continue to look after the land, to be the vehicles that own the land, the native ancestral land after 1991. Others have said, well, no, maybe we should transfer the land from the corporations to the IRAs or the traditional councils. So the question of IRAs and sovereignty keeps coming up. And I have said, well, maybe there are other arrangements that might work out even better that have been tried in other countries. And we've brought some people from those other countries to Anchorage to talk about how they, the steps they've taken to keep their land in the hands of the native people in the years to come. So please feel free to talk about those questions.
Angunehlikunlu inyunaotiptigun nunakun ubahut epapak inyunaavipsigun ubahut guk tamna Alaska Native Claim Settlement Act inyaktuaman ubahut pigilitifligu tamna inyunaotikput irusakput ili choy flugu inyu nahuta nunamen nikhishapti nig naga akalu nahuta kanpayah ta samanunakun inyu nahuta e pabak monganu naglan inyu ragut Aboriginal rights inyu kapet inyu pet tamanna atullavlugu Tamnaguk Pigivlugu Alaska Native Claim Settlement Act in Yakdongaruak Uvasin Alaska Mili in Yupenguruat Ikayok Tishaksi Huting State Damin Naga International Laws Kisupayanin Ikayularuanin Ikayok Tishaksi Huting Inyak sinyangarut nunakun naga sivonik sakput pigiflugu inyunak tuagut inyupedun tamna pigiflugu vagut aglan suli ukangamit Uvahut igmaglu sovereignty mik deranga. Uvahut igmaglu pigikakput inyu neasakput naga inyu pengu flutamani nunagi kaptigni inyu ne latulta. Samasuli alangoklu Alaska Native Claim Settlement Act ukangamiyot. Uvagukukua corporations savaktingit corporations ni ilingisaguk munakanak parung ikayokanak patigut munakalugu nunakput. Taman nasuli kinguwapta e babak inat keguru wakonaginakpuang. Alat ukakstusuli IRA kunun konagit kuflugun nuna temasuliguk alakun munarik saptinginik nunakun isimakarukta uvaguk tusaliwit ilichure na yamikun kisutilapengit munarik saptinginik nunakun anga inyupengin nyikli alat nunakit nunat kanoli savagumagin nyik tusasi huting mongwe kahuting inyugunik tusangam mitwak inyupet nunangit kanok inmakahluwit tasokahluwit tamakuminyahluwit alladli nunakadibut mani nunakiptingnin ngichuat allaniaglan ituat tusasukluwijguk mongaktingamigich.
Well, I'm not here, I wasn't sent here by the U.S. government or by the state of Alaska. I've been asked to come by the Inuit Circumpolar Conference and by the World Council of Indigenous People. And after I've finished my travels and hearing from people like you, I'm going to write a report and it will be turned over to the Inuit Circumpolar Conference and the World Council of Indigenous People, and they will be submitting it to the United Nations, but I am going to be sending a copy to Alaska Native people and to everybody who has testified at these hearings. And in it, I will try to tell as fairly as I can the story that you told me about ANCSA, and I will be making recommendations that will, I hope, be helpful to you. And I'll also be telling Native people in other countries what they can learn from ANCSA and from what has happened here in Alaska and what you've had to tell me.
Angalatipta koklipta mongaktingitka state of Alaska min. Uvaglan kangyakaktok savanga Inuit Circumpolar Conference suli tapkunanga World Council of Indigenous People tekangat nin. Ilingisaguk inyupe kavut alani nunani katisluting sibunehuting mawaktin ngarakat mawaktislugu savakrangan ni kaitingarut. Report sahlugu tap kungunga kaitinyaktok ilichoy kaminin tusak kaminin Inuit Circumpolar Conference Tap Kununga Suli, World Council of Indigenous People. Tap Tamakuaguk Tusakani Kulaktoraluich Ilan Tamna Alaska Native Claim Settlement Act Ukarasarnara Reporming Suli Alat Nunakativut Alani Inyupedli alani inyunaktuat ilingin yun tuwago o kakanakamigat. Dam na sabay kani kanupaya kawagot inilag magaan linunakput.
So we're open for business. I've been doing enough talking, and if you'd like to come over here and in that chair, we can start right off.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
First of all, I would like to welcome you to Pottsview, and thank you for giving us the opportunity to express our concerns. Concerning ANSCA, 1971, I don't think that there are too many of us that realized what ANSCA was all about. However, I'm not here to discuss what has taken place.
Could we have your name just for the record?
I'm Evelyn Conwell from Kotzebue. I have here a prepared written statement, which I would like to read.
Please.
And it's to express my concern about the question, what will happen to our land and corporate stock in 1991? And I'm a lifelong native resident of Kotzebue, Alaska. I have served on the NANA Regional Land Development Board for 2 years, in 1972 and 73, and I'm currently serving on the KIC Village Corporation Land Board. This is a policy making board. The board is composed of 70% Native elders, individuals 60 years old or over. And through the years, we have made a number of recommendations to the KIC Board of Directors concerning the development and use of Native lands. A major concern that has been expressed repeatedly is that we do want to protect our lands and corporate stocks from purchase by outsiders. But many of our children may marry non-natives. Our grandchildren and great-grandchildren would not be allowed to inherit our land allotments and stock. We feel that these children, many of whom do not meet the current one-quarter Native blood requirement, should have the same opportunity to receive land and corporate stock that we had. There is a feasible way to protect our Native allotments and corporate stock and still allow our grandchildren their rights also. Land and our stock can be transferred to any child as long as there is proof that the blood lineage of the child can be traced directly to the original shareholder. Thus, if I wanted to will my stock and Native allotment to my grandchildren, even though she or he are not a quarter Native, they would be allowed to receive their inheritance. I am strongly opposed to the selling of our Native lands, our corporate stock, to outsiders. However, I am not a child, and I would not appreciate being told who and how I should dispose of my corporate stock or my Native allotment. With our present regional and village corporation structures, we have very little voice in their operation. All I am asking is that I be allowed to keep my rights to what I have so that I may dispose of it as I see fit. And I thank you for this opportunity to speak my mind.
Thank you. Could we keep that written statement? Thanks very much. Oh, I see. Just, Reggie, should we just carry on or have this translated and each person's testimony translated? How do you want to handle it? Carry on in English then, all right. Okay. Sure, well, we'll just carry along in English, but if anyone wants to speak in Inupiat, please feel free to do so.
Thank you, Mr. Bridger. My name is Willie Goodwin. I'm presently the land manager for our village corporation, KIC, here in Kotzebue. The issue I would like to address is the issue of trespass by non-natives of our community here. Although our policy speaks to allow our younger children to use our land for subsistence purposes that were born after December 18, 1971, it does not allow for non-natives to use our land. And right now, the inability of the federal and state governments to enforce the trespass issue is kind of disturbing because every now and then I get reports from our shareholders out there hunting of non-shareholders using the land. They have no right there. What are they doing there? And my hands are tied because I don't have the staff to enforce this. When I ask the state troopers to do it, they ask me to file a report, and that will... That would have to take me out to wherever it happened. By that time, it's already happened. And if we can get some way, the state or federal government, to enforce the trespass issue, I think a lot of our native people would feel comfortable because it's their land. I can give you an example here. Right here in Kotzebue, the non-natives don't even allow some non-natives, okay, some. I'm not saying all of them. Don't even allow you to walk across their lot, which is private land. I think they should also understand that those native lands that have been conveyed to KIC and NANA are private lands. And if they can understand that point, I think they would respect and follow some easements that have been set aside for their use to cross our lands. Even though we have no policy to allow them to use it, we do have easements set aside that were allowed under the selection process for them to cross the land to get into public lands where they should be. And I'm not sure how we can address this issue, but I think if there was enough pressure throughout the state that the feds and the states might come up with some kind of money to take care of the problem. Thank you.
That's the policy of the Kotzebue Village Corporation.
The policy of the Kotzebue Village Corporation, yes, is what I expressed a while ago. One is that it allows our shareholders, their spouses, whether they be native or non-native, and their children to use our land.
And I guess somebody else here, if the subject comes up, might speak for the NANA Regional Corporation. Is its policy the same regarding trespass?
I think it piggybacks KIC's policy. Our policy came out first, and theirs is similar to ours. And it addresses the same issues that our policy addresses as far as development resource use, subsistence, any kind of development. Thank you.
Thank you.
My name is Reggie Jewell, and I'll be reading a statement for Frank Ferguson. I am sorry I could not be here in person to testify before you, Judge Berger, but I am committed to attend the mayor's conference in Barrow on this date. I will be brief as possible, considering the broad issue facing your commission. I wish I had my glasses. I am currently a senator in the Alaska State Legislature, having been in the Alaska Legislature 14 years and a board member of the Nana Regional Corporation since its inception. I am a former president of the Alaska Federation of Natives from 1980 to 1983. I am having this presented for me as a private citizen with the experience of my participation in the state legislature and a so-called Native leader. It is my belief that the Native Claims Act was a positive action at the time in 1971 when there was little or no recognition of Native